Well, some people, it depends. Over the years, I've had clients that you know, come to me and they just say, you know, they're not comfortable dealing with the insurance company and they want me to take their case and they want me to handle their case. You know, typically clients that I have a long-standing relationship with and know the person, then they may come in and just simply want me to answer some questions, and then they want me to immediately start handling the case, and that's how it will go. Other times, some people, they will want to know, and I explain, you know, to all of my clients, you know, all the factors and how the cases work and how we will, you know, proceed with their case and stay in contact and answer the questions. But again, yes, sometimes people in the first meeting, they will want to know, and it's almost impossible to even give a range, because when the person is in the office or if they're injured to the point that, you know, I have clients that I see outside of the office because they're not able to come to the office. In that first meeting, it's almost impossible to even give a range because you don't know everything you need to know about their treatment. You don't know typically all that you need to know about the facts and circumstances surrounding the accident or the injury, and you also don't know all the facts and circumstances related to all the available insurance coverage. So all that I can do is explain how the process works and, you know, let them know that we're going to undertake looking into all that information, gathering all that information. And then as the case proceeds, we can tell them that, in our opinion or my opinion, what I think the case is worth. Once I know and have an idea of how much insurance coverage is out there, once I know all that I need to know that surrounds the facts and circumstances related to the event that caused the injury, and what I know all that I need to know about their medical treatment. You know, once again, a person that has an emergency room visit and maybe a follow-up visit and some physical therapy or chiropractic care, and then they're released several weeks later, that case is going to be different than someone that suffers a head injury or a broken neck or something that may require, you know, lifetime medical care. You know, there's a difference there. So, you know, we can't, you know, it's just generally very, very difficult to give a dollar amount and just say with certainty in the very beginning how much it takes it works.
So there's just so many different factors weighing in on this. It is next to impossible to really give somebody a number or even a range of a number. And yet I can still imagine that, you know, shucks, I've just been in an accident and, you know, let's say it was a fairly serious one. And I'm wondering, how am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to feed the kids? You know, how am I going to make the house payment? You know, I'm wondering about all this stuff. I'm in a pretty bad place worrying about all, you know, how's this all going to get taken care of? So I might really press you about that. You know, give me a number. Well, what do you say to those kind of people?
Well, and Henry, that kind of goes back to that first question that you asked about, you know, what I would say to someone when I first talked to them about it. As you know, I talked to you about their emotional and physical and mental health also right there along with that is the financial help. And that is where, you know, one of my goal in these types of cases is to facilitate all of that, including the financial. So one of the things that I always tell this person is I'm going to do everything I can to get you the best result possible. And in an injury case, that's going to be to get you the most money that I reasonably and realistically can get in a settlement. And if the case needs to be litigated and a lawsuit needs to be filed, well, then I'm going to give you that advice too, and we will do that. So the one thing that I assure them is that I'm going to do everything I can to get you the most I can out of your case, because these cases are done on a contingent fee, which means that my fee is a percentage of what I'm able to recover. So the more that I recover for them, the more that I recover for myself and my law firm. And if someone presses, you know, you have instincts about what is going to happen on a case and how a case is going to develop sometimes. In other words, there's some people, the first time they come into the office, their medical treatment is pretty much completed, and we know how much their medical bills are. We have the accident report, and we really have no reason to believe that the accident report is not accurate. And so we can, you know, I can have an instinct as to what I think would be a fair settlement, and I can talk to them about that when I have everything there. And sometimes, you know, people will come in with all their medical records and bills and the accident report. They'll have all that together in the first meeting, because oftentimes they've been negotiating back and forth with the insurance company, and I can give that person an idea of what I think a fair settlement would be. But again, oftentimes, if the person is still undergoing treatment and we're waiting on follow-ups, we're waiting on diagnosis, or we're waiting on recommendations from medical providers, whether it's a neurosurgeon or an orthopedic doctor, you know, we're waiting on recommendations, well, then we just really can't say what it's going to be worth.